All right, let's continue now with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. John, I really appreciate the excellent Fairport Salmon Report earlier this hour, so thanks for some more of your time.
Oh, you're welcome, Adam. Anytime. I enjoy it.
Well, I heard the shop's been pretty busy there. I heard that fishing has been a little bit slow on Little Bay to Knock. I mean, last time we talked, the alewives were in thick. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. Matter of fact, I have a buddy, Don Locke, who fishes the Cabela's NWT. He's been down all week, and the western shoreline from Cedar all the way to Minneapolis Shoals was dead for him. Besides sheephead, sheephead, sheephead.
Sheephead, sheephead, sheephead. You win sheephead.
Yep.
all right. Well, the other thing I want to ask you about, which can be bad news, a lot of people think of it as a negative, is the mayfly hatches. The big hexes that come off on Little Bay to Knock can be just absolutely prolific. And I'm wondering if you've seen some big ones of those so far this week.
Yes, I have. The last few days, they've been seeing some slicks, nothing major. But today, a buddy and I took the boat out, and there is a big slick all over, some real big, you know, skins left. But you know, a lot of people think it was a negative, but if you can get in the right slick and using the right color, you know, spinner or whatnot, you can get some nice quality walleye that are on a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, they kind of do get in a feeding frenzy, but you got to find the right spot, huh?
Exactly. The way I tell guys who come in the shop, it's no different than if you're fishing in the ocean for tuna and that. If you find the balls of bait fish that are on fire, you can catch some awesome tuna, and it's the same here with walleye.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you said spinner, so I'm assuming you're talking like crawler harnesses?
Yeah, crawler harnesses. I like to downsize a little bit to like a number three blade. I'll go copper or a brown blade with 3-millimeter brown beads, and that seems to work great. You know, matching the hatch, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I want to ask you about the only thing I really have gotten any reports on is perch. How's the perch bite going? That's about the only thing I'm hearing people are catching some of.
Yes, that's been, from what I've been hearing from close friends and people staying with us, the perch bite has been fantastic.
Really? That good?
I mean, there's been a lot of 11 to 14-inch perch being caught.
What kind of numbers are you hearing about?
I've been hearing a lot of limits being caught.
Really? I'm stunned right now.
Guys, stay with us. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just stunned right now. Tell me more.
Wherever there's good weed beds, and they're in there feeding on the little crayfish right now.
So there isn't even really a depth. It's just about finding those weeds?
Yes, there's no depth. Just wherever you can find good weed growth and get in there, and 2-inch fathead minnows have been working the best.
Just on a slip bobber or a jig, or how are they doing? I'm so excited for perch fishermen right now. I didn't know this was happening.
Oh, yeah, they've been doing it on slip bobbers. They've been doing it on perch rigs. I have some at the shop that are called perch pounders. They're made downstate, and they look like a little fly, but it's made with dehydrated fish skin, and the perch just love them.
Wow. That's awesome. That might be as exciting to me as the Fairport salmon bite that is on fire, too. So, well, don't let the mayflies and the alewives dissuade you. Get to Little Bay to Knock or get out of Fairport, obviously, as well. So, John, thank you so much for sharing great info today. Good intel.
Hey, you're welcome, Adam, and have a great 4th of July weekend.
This is The Outdoor Show.